Up in the morning and in the field, breaking my back just to pay my bills. Loving what I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.
Welcome back, folks. This is Lloyd Creech II.
And this is Teresa Creech.
And you're listening to Radio Hour with EKH on 104.9 FM, WSKV out of Stanton, Kentucky. Hope everybody's having a great and wonderful pre-Thanksgiving weekend.
Breathe. That was a whole lot in that one breath.
It is. It's been a while since we've been over here to do this together. So here we are and stuff. We're back.
For this week. I can't make any promises on next week.
Yeah. Here it is, pre-Thanksgiving weekend. It's cold out there this weekend.
The snow has been falling.
Snow. We've already had, what, 2-3 little snow skips of snow?
Yeah, like little dustings.
We had a quarter inch the other night,
we didn't get that much.
Yeah, we did. At 10:30 at night, it was snowing so hard. And then the next day and stuff, it was still on. And then that afternoon, it gone. It got up to 36 degrees and it melted out.
I opened the blinds next to my computer desk and I'm like, oh, there's snow.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, but as I'm driving from Mount Sterling to Camargo to Jayville, the further south I got, the least they got.
You're driving south when you go that way, though.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of snow, and then it snowed a little bit on just about every day this week and stuff. It's snowing good this morning.
I'm not necessarily ready for all that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were so warm for so long.
Yeah, but we've had a good, long fall. This is the longest fall I can remember
for
a long time.
It depends on who you ask. Because when I went for my wellness check this week... The doctor was like, yeah, we didn't have much of a fall at all. And I'm like...
That's the longest one we've had in a while.
But it's been warm. It's been a warm fall.
Yeah, but it was a long... It had been a dry. It was a dry summer.
The dry helped the leaves, though. It helped the leaves change colors. We had all that rain. And then it dried up, and then we didn't have any.
And we're finally getting some rain in here, which is thankful and stuff. I put out hay the other day for the cattle. And they just kind of snubbed at it and chewed on it for a second. And they're like, I don't like this. I'm going to go back to the green grass. So they're back at the green grass part of it. And I was talking to another farmer for breakfast the other day. He's like, Creech, I've already put out like 20 rows of hay. And I'm like, dude, I've not even put out but 2 rows. And he says, you're crazy and stuff. He said, you can't do that. And I'm like... I can put hay out. If they're not going to eat it,
they'll wallow in it.
They'll wallow in it. They'll waste in it. Then you're just losing hay. And I don't have that much hay to lose this year. So,
they're eating. They're healthy looking.
They look awesome. We went to the store the other day and got a bunch of minerals and salt and cinnamon garlic and some... I went ahead and picked them up some feed-wise there and everything.
This is kind of a nasty cinnamon garlic.
Cinnamon,
I love cinnamon, but cinnamon garlic?
It repels flies
and
stuff. It gets into their system, and when they sweat and everything...
They smell like daisies.
The flies do not like it.
Listen, if a fly won't land on it, then you be stinking.
But you can tell which cows lick the cinnamon garlic and which ones do not.
In fact, for all you single people out there, if you happen to be set up on a date you don't want to go on, get with Lloyd and he'll hook you up with some cinnamon garlic.
But it is really good. It's organic... Fly repellents. Well, what it is? You got sulfur salts out there.
I mean, flies are like attracted to poo like no other, and poo will repel most people. So I can't imagine what the cinnamon garlic smells like if they will be all over poo. Can you just what does a cow smell like?
Smell like a cow to me, which I don't smell them at all. Any, I haven't smelled a cow in years, so.
That reminds me. Was it Andy The little calf went, like, we couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And when we finally did, he was laying in some tall grass. And I thought, oh, I'll get some pictures of him. Tall grass. Remember, tall grass. Well, I'm like, bend over, crouch down, getting all these pictures. I don't even know what happened to the pictures. We get back in the farm truck. And we're headed back from Jeffersonville towards Camargo. And I'm like when I got up in the truck, I thought I felt something wet. But I just, you know, got in the truck. And then as we're going, and I reached down to see, what is that that's wet? And then, I mean, like, who does that? Who smells their hand to see, well, I wonder what this is?
What was it,
Tristan? Oh, Andy had the runs, and it was all over the tall grass. Remember when I told you to remember the tall grass? Well, the tall grass was all over my rear end, all down my... I gagged all the way. And let me tell you that if you know anything about the distance from Jeffersonville to Mount Sterling, it's not just a minute or two. It really, the distance, if you drive it enough, doesn't seem that long until you have runny cow poo on the back of your leg. And this is what's so bad. I wash my hands like I don't know how many times during the day. I'm very,
very clean.
I'm almost pushing OCD if I'm not OCD. I'm not diagnosed. Probably could be.
Oh, yeah.
So here I am sitting in this truck. And it seemed like we got stopped at not a whole lot of red lights, but we would get behind the slowest people. I'm gagging. I'm just thinking life is over. So
it's only cow food, honey.
Then I'm just imagining what that cinnamon garlic. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to smell like those pine cones that they put out for Christmas.
Yeah, that's one thing I absolutely cannot be around is those cinnamon
scented pine cones. I like them, but
I can't be around those. I can't be around potpourri of any kind.
And that's not true, because I burn candles and
sometimes I can handle in small doses, but when you go to Walmart and you can smell them 6 aisles away.
Yeah, that's bad.
And stuff, I can't be around that and stuff. It locks my
sinuses
and stuff up, and then I can't breathe. And stuff, bleach, potpourris, and cinnamon pine cones. I cannot be around them. But back to the cinnamon garlic, it is a good fly deterrent. And also, it also has other mixed minerals in it and salt. And cows must have salt at all times, all year long. And so you got the salt, you got the mixed mineral in it, you got cinnamon, you got garlic. And you can tell which cows lick on it, which cows don't. And when I first got it, I was getting it from one company, and it was a really strong mix between cinnamon and garlic with a little bit of salt and mineral in it. And so they would not lick it for the first week that it was out there. It would have to calm down in the smell category for them to lick it. Now that I'm getting it from a couple different suppliers and stuff, they go straight to it, love it, and one bag will last me about 3 days, maybe, on the cows and stuff. So now I get it in the hundreds of pounds. I usually buy 500 pounds at a time, and but they love that cinnamon garlic. And here's another thing. So bees and stuff, we love talking about bees on here. They stop when a cow patty hardens up, it gathers water after it rains, and the bee stops to drink that water. Well, they're getting cinnamon garlic poo water. So
yum, get you some local honey.
'Tis the season.
Wait, oh gosh. Your honey can be flavored with the things that the bee ingests.
Yeah, yeah.
And here you are.
I keep on telling, we had David Hale on here. It wasn't David Hale. It was David Hale's brother. And he was the president of the Cumberland River Beekeepers Association. This has been a couple years ago. This has been several years ago now. And he was on here, and he told the story of, you know, you test your honey to see what's in it. You know, it's clover, it's wildflowers, it's this, that, and the other. And so he had some tested, and somebody was growing some left-handed marijuana.
Oh.
And so it had an interesting color, an interesting smell and taste to it and everything. And so he had it tasted and everything, or tested, and come to find out somebody around him within the 5 mile radius of his, where his hives are located.
His bees were getting high.
His bees were getting high and stuff, and bringing it back to the honey and everything. So, yeah, there you go.
Can I show you something?
What's that?
It is completely unrelated to bees.
Oh, wow. What is it? The Statue of Liberty?
No. It says, this is the last time I'll make lighthouse cookies.
Okay.
They show you the cookie cutter, what it should look like.
What it came and out is not nowhere close.
I'm sorry. I seen that and I got tickled.
And so, but last time we was on here and stuff, I was telling you I was bush hogging. Got all the bush hogging on the farms done. Had to rebuild. I broke 9 grade 8 boats in my bush hog already this year. And so I took it down, rebuilt the clutches and everything in it. Got it back up and running. Go to mow dad's behind the mobile home park up there in Jeffersonville. And so I'm up there mowing today. It's cold. It's snowing. And I go out and look behind me and stuff. Hey, my bush hogs broke off. And then I look again, and I have broke my hitch to my bush hog. So the bush hog saga continues even to this day and stuff. I've been bush hogging for like 2 months now, and eventually we'll get it done. With all the cold weather, though, I couldn't find a welder that was working today, because you know you're outside, you don't want to be outside, the wind's cutting right through you, and so everybody's like, yeah, well, you know, we'll work on it next week and stuff when it warms up a little bit and stuff. So the bush hogging saga continues, because I have had nothing but breakdown after breakdown
I don't think anybody's gonna fix it for you next week.
Well, it's if they don't stuff. I'm at this point, I'm over it. I've got the farms done. The Jeffersonville farm, it's been 2 years since it's been touched, but now we got it bush hogged and everything. There's so many trees and logs laying in those fields and stuff. It's going to take 2 weeks driving around that farm just to pick everything up out of there so we can get some hay off of it one of these days. And what are you looking at over there?
I'm just looking while you're talking.
And so, here it is, Thanksgiving week and stuff. So, Bub's birthday is coming up, too, and stuff. And so he'll be turning the big 3 and everything. So, that's cool and stuff.
His birthday's really close to Thanksgiving. In fact, it'll fall on Thanksgiving, if not next year, then the year after.
Really?
His birthday will be on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Huh. I think so.
That's kind of, yeah.
I mean, not really cool because...
Yeah, because you got 2 big occasions right on the same day.
Yeah, but it's always going to be the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So
that's just like having a birthday close to Christmas. I mean...
Oh, no, tell me about it. I do not get a break at the end of the year, by no means. Bub's birthday, same week as Thanksgiving. And then your birthday is 15 days before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, but the good thing about my birthday stuff, I'm of age now to where I'm just like, yeah, it's just another day of the week.
Stuff. No, it's not. I don't care how old I am. It's never just another day of the week.
That stuff. I'll be 45 this year.
Oh.
Yeah, 45.
Oh.
What?
Okay, speaking of age, you know, I turned 40 this year.
Uh-huh.
And I welcomed my 40th birthday with COVID.
Uh-huh.
So 40 really didn't bother me until I went to the doctor. And I seen Teresa Creech, age 40. That can't be right. That is the only time that the age has bothered me is actually seeing it on a piece of paper. And it's like,
Yeah, but you're just 40.
Just 40.
Talk to somebody that's 70 or 80.
I know.
Or 90
well,
or...
it's all relative anyways. You know, 40 to somebody that's in their 20s is older.
Yeah.
40 to somebody that's a teenager, well, you're old. Yeah. But 40 to somebody that's 60, 70, 80 years old, well, you're still young. So it's relative. Age is not a... And it certainly is not any indicator of somebody's maturity.
And it's just like every morning when I wake up, I jump out of bed, I go grab a shower, and take off to go to work stuff. So I'm literally, time I jump out of bed and get out the door, it's about 18 to 25 minutes. It's about max.
He lies.
I do.
The last time we had this conversation... It takes this man 2 years to change pants.
and you while you're asleep, it probably does.
It does. It's like, what is he doing? Is he knitting some socks over there? Like,
and then, but I, it takes me about 18 to 25 minutes to get up, get a shower, get out the door. I don't ever see the news. I don't turn the TV on. I don't stop to eat breakfast or anything like that. I'm up, gone. I'm like the Minutemen in the Army and stuff. You know?
In the morning, and then you come home, and then you're asleep within 10 minutes.
I am, especially in the wintertime, because you've been outside, you're fighting to stay warm all day. And I've, you know, this year, you know, my bibs look horrible. I know this, but that's the only thing keeping me warm right now. And so I'm wearing my my work bibs all the time, the whole time I'm at work. So, but
might need to invest in another pair.
I will. One of these days.
When they're so ragged looking that you can't even...
And stuff. I caught one of my big Carhartt shirts on fire the other day and stuff. I was sharpening the bush hog blades, of all things. And I'm like, man, what is that smell? And I look down, my arm's on fire. And so I put it out real quick. And so I got another hole in one of my Carhartt shirts now. You know, they're great things and stuff. It's just they said daggone expensive. They $60-some a shirt now.
Yeah, but you can at least wear that shirt multiple times. Go to Applebee's.
So Teresa and I, you know, the other night and stuff, she's like, I got to get out of the house. I've been in the house all week and stuff. Now I was like, okay, we'll go do something. Bub needs to burn some energy and everything, so. We're like, we'll go somewhere we normally don't go. Because we usually go to Fazoli's or Sonic or somewhere like that to eat. And so this time I'm like, hey, let's go somewhere we don't normally go. And so...
And nobody else does either.
And so we go to Applebee's in Winchester. And I get an appetizer. I get a steak, something other, Parmesan, something other, something other. Teresa gets what?
Bourbon Street Steak.
Bourbon Street Steak, and Bubby got a quesadilla and some broccoli and stuff. Kid loves broccoli.
He likes broccoli.
Loves it.
He didn't eat none of it, but he loves it.
Anything that's green, coleslaw, green beans, kiwis.
Yeah.
If it's green, he loves green foods. And it's awesome and stuff because he loves fruits and vegetables and stuff, has very little sugar and all that. But he loves broccoli. And so we get ready to pay for it and everything. And the bill for Teresa, myself, and Bub and that stuff comes up to $66.81 for three of us to eat out at Applebee's. And wow.
This is Applebee's. This is not even anything fancy.
Yes. And so, and then after you leave a 15% tip, which is $9.45, it come up to $76.24, I believe it was.
For one meal.
For one meal. And so we used to pour after that. We couldn't.
We had to go home.
That's the, our big night out on the town was cut short because we paid so much money for our food that we had to go home. And stuff. Our pockets were hanging out.
I know.
You know, it's just like, man. You know, what happened to eat 2 for $20, you know? That was
no, I've never been able to eat Applebee's for $20. But, I mean, you would expect, I don't know. Like, I can remember going and, like, for two people could eat for, like, $35.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we added a kid's meal. And it was...
And an appetizer.
But you remember back in the day, Applebee's would be so packed. People would be waiting for a table.
Uh-huh.
It'd be so loud and so much activity going on.
Uh-huh.
Well, you go into it now, and it's like going to a church service or a funeral. Everybody's talking like this. Except for the one little child going, Mama. Mama. Mama.
Love his... Mommy.
Mama. Mama. Love his little heart before everything he says now. It's Mama. Mama. And it's the sweetest thing ever. It kind of loses its sweetness after, you know, 1,000,000th time.
15 minutes
of but he mama, and, mama. And he's so usually quiet, but then you get into this, like, Applebee's is no longer the Applebee's that we knew in our younger days.
Uh-huh.
But then you're like, man, this place really changed. I said, no, not really. Their menus is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, there's nobody in here. We didn't understand. But now we know after
that's
we got our
$76
bill.
$76 for three people to eat there and stuff. Nobody can afford to eat there.
For an Applebee's. I'm like,
we'll we be going to the Awful Waffle next time.
No, we won't either.
Yes, mm-mm. We will. I can stand some good old
no.
greasy
mm-mm. Mm-mm.
hash browns and some... eggs now.
I'm just like, eh, no. We hitting up the fizzle. I mean, it's so funny, though, because...
We've already had spaghetti once this week, so we couldn't do fizzle.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
This has been the longest week. Oh, my Lord. It has been so long. I have been on the phone for at least 5 to 6 hours out of every day.
Yeah, that would be rough.
That is, yeah. And then you're like, you want to do the radio? I'm like, sure. But it's not like being on the phone.
No, no,
No.
No, we're just sitting here talking and something's listening to us and then we replay it.
I know, but you think, man, who still listens when I... It's a good thing that Paul helps you and comes on.
Paul is an excellent
person. Yeah.
Talk about Paul for a minute. So, last Sunday, Saturday night stuff, me and Teresa go to bed and everything. She's like, what are you doing Sunday? And I'm like, I don't know yet, but I think I might go see Paul. I haven't been over to Paul's house in a long time. So I might just go see Paul. And so I'm heading to Paul's house Sunday morning. And I texted John Bowman and I said, hey, John, you want to ride to Estill County? And he's like, sure. When you going? I'm like, now. And he's like, oh, okay. He said, well, stop by and pick me up. So I rolled him out of bed. Stopped by, picked him up. We go to Paul's house. Paul and John had never met each other. I knew John would like Paul because Paul is a very likable person anyway. And so we're driving across Furnace Mountain on these little back roads and everything. And I'm like, John, I'm going to try to get you to Paul's house, but it's been such a long time since I've been here. I don't exactly remember all the turns. And so I think I got lost maybe and stuff. Then I found my way. And so we finally get there. It's only a half hour from John's house. And Paul lives like a mile off the main road or something other like that. And he goes, Lloyd, where are we going? I says, we're going to go see Paul and stuff. He goes, okay. You know, I've never met him stuff. And as we're driving back to this, back through the trees and stuff, across the first creek, across the second creek. He goes, oh, wow, he lives way out here and stuff. And then we come up on this very nice house and start seeing these solar panels. And it's just gorgeous back in there. And he says, you have taken me to heaven, haven't you? And I was like, I don't know about that. But he does live out here in BFE. And get out. They meet each other and stuff. John's a great person. Paul's an extremely great guy and stuff. Paul shows us around and everything. But one reason I was there was to take the scaffolding down that Paul had talked about on two or three shows about, okay, he's been 16 years finishing up his bricklaying on his chimney. and he's been working up on up Millersburg on this really on his, a cabin that was built like 1750 or 1756 or something like that. Beautiful cabin. And he's been working up there, so he saved up enough money to hire somebody to finish bricklaying on his chimney. And so it's done. We don't have to talk about it no more and stuff. But the scaffolding was up there. Okay, Paul is like 71 years old. He don't move around like he used to. And so we go over there, and I'm like, hey, you got a rope? He says, what do you need a rope for? And I said, I'm here to take the scaffolding down. He said, man, I was just joking about that. I said, I wasn't, and stuff. So before me and John left there and stuff, we took the scaffolding down for him to help him out as much as we can and stuff. But it was a very nice experience. I talked to John about it over the week, and he says, man, he said, that's so cool. He wished Alicia had went with us and everything, because he would really like Alicia to meet him and just see how he lives out there and stuff. The man does without anything, or doesn't do without anything. Everything's right there. It's really cool. He's really great guy to be around. And so that was a really pleasant adventure we had on that Sunday morning. What are you looking at now?
I'm just listening.
Just listening and stuff. So that was cool. And then, so I finally get home about 2 o'clock that afternoon and everything. But Paul has this new, it's not new, it's a driveway that he redone last year. He had a bunch of rock called in and redone the driveway. And he's like, hey, take this out of here and stuff. And I was like, okay. So I'm in the Jeep, you know, no big deal. And we go to take up the hill. Well, all the leaves are on the ground. It's been raining a little bit, snowing a little bit. And I go to take off, and I'm starting to spin. John's like, hey, you're going to have to get in four-wheel drive to get up this hill. And I was like, okay, no problem. So I reach down, put it in four-wheel drive, take off. And so we're going up this really steep hill. And John says, stop. And I'm like, what? What do you see? Is there a bear? Is there a deer? You know, what is there? And he says, no, look over. I said, I can't, because I'm on the driver's side driving the Jeep. And he says, just stop here. I need to take a picture. And so he takes this picture, and the drop-off from the road to the bottom of the hauler, I don't know how many feet it was.
You know, I don't take that way no more. We go the long way around.
It's pretty steep. It's pretty much a good drop-off. And he goes, look at this. And I'm like, okay, you know, no big deal. I'm not scared of heights or anything. So we go on and leave and stuff. So I have John sent me that picture to my phone and stuff, and I showed Teresa. And Teresa's like, well, you're not allowed to go that way no more. It's too steep. You could drive off the side.
You could.
I could drive off the side, but I'm a good driver.
It don't matter. Bad things happen to good drivers.
And so, so I'm not allowed to take the new road in to see Paul no more, or out for that instance. So we got to take the long road, which the new road takes, Paul says it takes about 20 minutes off your drive time and stuff. It probably does, because you got to drive real slow and stuff, because you're on the gravel and everything like that and stuff. So, but Teresa has forbidden me to take the new road to Paul's house.
And she said, you will obey.
But back to the age thing. So, you know, we was talking about age a while ago. And Teresa's 40. I'll be 45 this December. And but when I get up in the morning and stuff, I look in the mirror and stuff, I'm like, I feel 21. I may not look 21.
You're lying. You are lying. There ain't nothing on me that feels 21.
I still feel, I still have energy. You know,
you didn't have COVID.
Huh?
COVID will zap you right of that energy, and it won't give it back.
No, I never did get it and stuff, but I'm not, knock on wood, thankfully, a lot of people got a lot of bad juju out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I never, you know, get that and stuff. But, you know, I feel pretty good. I mean, other than the every now and then when I'm driving tractor and stuff, I get these really bad leg cramps. And they're, I mean, I have to stop what I'm doing. I cannot walk. I cannot lay down. I cannot sit and stuff. But, you know, when you get a charley horse in your leg, the first thing you got to do is get up on that leg so you can get that muscle to relax a little bit and everything. And I'm actually taking Flexeril for that stuff. And but it's the vibration from the tractor that makes me do it. And so I'm out on working on the bush hog today, of all things, and get one of these really bad Charlie horses. So I'm like stuck in scarecrow position out here trying to get this muscle to relax. But that's the only thing that really bothers me, that, you know, I'm 45 years old and everybody's like, oh, you're still young. Yeah, I'm still, I feel pretty, really good. So
you still middle-aged.
Well, thank you, baby.
Well, we are.
Patricia says, my looks are getting better as I get older. I don't know about all that.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Now you have memory lapses and stuff. 40's rough on you, ain't it?
It has been. I ain't lying. It has been. I used to have the best immune system. I wouldn't catch nothing. But I've been sick more this year than I have in the last 20 years.
Well, you need to be out around that cow poop and be outside a lot.
Or I just can wallow myself in cinnamon.
Garlic.
Cinnamon garlic.
Mm. Garlic's good stuff.
I like cinnamon. I like garlic. I don't mind a little bit of garlic, but I don't want a whole bunch of it.
Garlic keeps all the bad juju away.
And flies, apparently.
Well, you got anything to talk about over there?
I don't.
Why not?
I told you I didn't. It's been a long week.
It has been a long
week. I mean,
every week's a long week.
No, this one's been particularly long.
But, you know,
it's been a hard week at work.
Every week and stuff, I wake up, it's Monday, and then the next day I wake up,
it's
Friday.
You are not a lying. That is so true.
And stuff, and you wake up Monday, gets worse with
and
age,
then it, and then it, well, and it, our busy. Our busy is not has not even started with Bub. Because once he starts into school and then his extracurricular activities, I'm wondering where I'm going to get all that energy. Good Lord will provide.
Drink you a V8 every morning. Drink two and stuff. Drink one at about 6:30 and drink another one about 3 o'clock.
It's like the doctor saying, well, if you get the shot, it'll probably help you with some of your energy.
Well, you
and then he follows it up with, I've had 4, I've had my 2, and then I've had 2 boosters, and every time I got a shot, I felt really crappy for 48 hours, and I thought, how is that giving me any energy?
We was talking about this morning at the store and stuff. One of the nurses that actually works for him comes in and is like, don't get the booster. Everybody's getting sick off
what
the booster.
What does she look like?
She's about between five,
well,
four,
I don't know
five,
people
six.
By their eight. What
she's
color's
got
her
long,
hair?
I think she's brunette. She's really nice lady, super nice and stuff. Got a great sense of humor.
She works for him?
She's a float nurse and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So she may be there today, but she'll be gone tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And, you know, yeah. So they float around.
But she said, don't get the booster.
She's like, don't get the booster. People are getting sick and everything. And
well, something else, flu has been going around pretty prevalent. You know, I don't know what happened to it during COVID, but and then RSV seems to be, and that is something that's very dangerous for little ones. And see,
Bub is
he has a mild asthma.
Mild asthma.
But it only really affects him if he catches a cold or any kind of respiratory. And so the RSV really scares me. It kind of is a good thing that he doesn't have access to a whole lot of little ones.
Yeah.
But it's just this time of year. And then you get, you know, the holidays. When everybody gets together, that's when these things kind of spread a little bit easier because everybody's around one another. And so just hoping and praying that it kind of stays away. He's, you know, both times that I have COVID, he didn't catch it. He didn't catch it either time. Now, he wasn't tested, but he didn't show any symptoms.
Yeah. We'll just give him some cinnamon garlic.
Some cinnamon garlic?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. If he were sick, we'd have to take him to the doctor.
So we just give him some cinnamon. I got vitamin B complex, got LE300,
so,
got Draxel.
Yeah. You didn't do something today. You were supposed to.
What's that?
You were supposed to get the fodder off of the porch.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Got to switch over to Christmas, which I haven't even ordered the stuff I need for Christmas yet. So I probably need to do that.
Let's get Thanksgiving done and out of the way before we start thinking about Christmas.
No, I mean, I don't mind having the decorations. I've already started.
That's done. Yeah, she's already got one little...
3 foot tree. One little bitty baby
tree. She calls it a happy tree or something.
Yes. In November, it is my happy tree. Hush.
In December, it's
in December, it is the Christmas tree. And then from the months of January to March, it is my winter tree. But the only thing is that this version, unlike last year's version, has a box that says fresh Christmas trees on it. So I'm going to have to make me... like a little sign to put on the front of it so that when it's no longer a Christmas tree, then it becomes my winter tree. Maybe a snowflake or something.
But are you going to decorate it differently between the seasons? Or
I'm going to take off the Christmas ornaments.
Oh, okay.
It just has white lights and a couple red berries and maybe two or three pine cones. So it can be a winter tree.
I'll be glad when I get you to change over to colorful lights.
Not happening.
And stuff. Life is so colorful. And stuff. And colorful lights on the tree are awesome.
White lights. I love colored lights on the outsides of houses. But I love white Christmas lights on a tree. There is just something classic about it. So unfortunately for you...
I'm going to go get one of those fiber optic trees and stuff that sit there and change... that stuff. She's sitting here shaking her head like, no, you ain't either.
No, kind of like it just simple. It should be simple. It shouldn't be all flashy and...
I would like to find those old Christmas ornaments that the water bubbles.
Oh, we had some of those when I was little.
Yes.
They had like a little point on them and they... Yeah.
And stuff. They had a little base
probably
tone.
Probably don't make them anymore.
Looked like a candle. And the flame was the light bulb. And stuff,
we
but they would
some,
bubble as they got warm and stuff. They had oil in them.
Somebody said that was really dangerous and they don't make them no more. I'm going to guess that they probably didn't. We also used to hang that tinsel, the little silver stuff.
Yeah. I
would absolutely never do that to my tree now.
Why?
No. So I don't even know how they would get that up.
You know,
you can't vacuum it.
You just yank at it, and it breaks apart in little pieces.
We know. We would put the
Are we going to pop popcorn this year and put string through it?
Have we ever done that?
We got a little one in the house now. He's got to have some of these. You don't know where to go if you don't know where to come from.
I'm 40 years old, and I have never strung popcorn.
You have never strung popcorn?
No.
I have strung popcorn.
You have?
Yes.
So you haven't seen any of these classic children's movies, but you actually sat and strung some popcorn?
I've strung popcorn before. Yes.
Yeah, no.
Why not?
Because Bub would eat the tree. He would think everything on the tree was... That's just like last year, I didn't put all those little bitty John Deere ornaments on the tree. I'm probably not going to this year either. It has ornaments on it. I'll put ornaments on it, but it won't be...
Talking about John Deere, this is a little side note stuff. So my dad got me a new John Deere hat at the tractor show up in Indiana this last year. And so I started wearing it. Tracy's like, God, I hate that hat. That stuff is so green.
I never said I hated it. I never said I hated it. Stop putting words in my mouth. I don't appreciate it.
And so she's like, here's another hat. So I started wearing that hat.
Wear the brown hat because the green, it's what you would pair it with. You would have like this bright red shirt and a green and yellow hat.
And your point?
I'm having a hard time with it now, but there's like...
I am a plaid person.
He is not a lion. You all, probably when you leave this world and they're preparing your body, you probably have plaid skin up underneath your skivvies.
I like plaid. Plaid's cool. Plaid looks good any time of year.
It depends on the bigger ones, because sometimes they can make you look a lot bigger than what you are. When you have, like, table-size checker marks on you.
These ain't table-size.
They're getting close.
No. This is the warmest shirt I own right here.
It is?
Yes. It's great.
Shoe laundry.
What?
I don't know. Just go from one topic to another. I was just thinking, I feel like I never caught up.
Well, that's a vicious animal all to itself anyway.
I need a fancy smancy washing machine. Actually, I don't because they break. But as much laundry as I do, yeah. Santy can bring me a washing machine.
If I can save up enough money, I'll bring you a new washing machine.
Actually, I don't want you to get me the washing machine. I want Santa to give me the washing machine. I want you to give me my table and my laundry room.
I am working on that.
So that I can fold clothes. So
she's been after me to clean my garage up because the garage was a catch-all for everything, you know, because I don't work in it from spring until the late fall. And so we built this pavilion, very nice pavilion. And so I just throw everything in the door and be like...
He's not lying. You couldn't walk in it. And from the beginning, I told you, this can be your garage, your workshop, but you have to keep it clean and you have to be able to walk around in it.
And so I've been the last couple of nights, I've been going home, and after I get the store closed and Bubby's in bed and everything, then I'll go out and turn the heat on and start cleaning up. Now everything's back in its place. Other than my wood shop vacuum does not work. I cannot.
Can you get another one?
This one I made.
Well, but no, I mean, is it not sucking?
It will suck, but it would only suck till about 25% capacity, and then it's quit sucking again. So
then that sounds like it's a problem with the shop vac.
And so I cleaned the shop vac out. I cleaned everything out, and 25% and it shuts it down, itself down again. So I don't know. I'm going to need a new shop vac. I'm probably going to have to go buy an actual wood shop vacuum because that gets the particles out of the air and everything. So you're not breathing all the wood particles all the time, dust particles and stuff. But the one I have in the shop now, I made myself off plans off of online there. And so I got... Every time if I ran the sander, I got a port behind the sander. If I run the saw, I got a port behind the saw. And so I can turn the vacuum on and then use whatever tool I need to use at the time and stuff and have the vacuum right there. But right now, it's only running till 25% capacity and then it doesn't suck anymore. So that sucks. But
that is no good. But I'm glad that the...
But it looks good in there. I've got it all cleaned up. Everything's where it's supposed to. And that was the thing. I probably have more screws than most hardware stores do.
Probably need to bag them up and sell them.
No, you can always use screws. I just won't have to buy
them. I just don't want them in the driveway where the tires find them.
You're not going to have them in the driveway. They're going to stay right there in the shop. But I'm just saying, I got a lot of screws and stuff because... You got furniture screws, you got decking screws, you got metal screws, sheet metal screws, you know, all this different stuff. And so, but it's cleaned up now and everything. And I don't have any wintertime projects as of yet. And so I'm going to start looking for furniture to make or furniture to redo or something.
A laundry room table?
Laundry room table. I can knock that out in a couple of days, so.
You could knock that out in an afternoon.
I could and stuff, but we still ain't got fully planned how we're going to do that just yet. So, it's going to be freestanding and everything.
I need you to either, one, put me a spot where I can put my seasonal decor from the house.
Yep, I'm working on that too. I got to get the garage cleaned up so I can build a wall in the garage to give you a storage area. So
yes, I do need that. Because older homes, they don't come with very much closet space. And uh-huh. We don't have a whole lot of stuff, but what we have fills the space that we have.
Uh-huh.
That's where it gets kind of tricky for Bub in Christmas time. His birthday is so close to Christmas that, and you know he's going to get things, but we're always having to think of, okay, but he doesn't have a whole lot of room to put things.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it, I don't know if it makes it more difficult or if it actually makes it easier when it comes to Christmas. Because right now, he's not really to the age where he can say, I want this.
Uh-huh.
He's going to reach that age and probably next year's when he says, I want this.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, we try to find things that I would rather put more money into one or two really nice gifts than 20 mediocre, you know, just
play with one or two
times. Not so much about the number, it's the thought. So this year, his birthday gift's really cool.
Yeah, cool.
He don't listen to the show, so we can tell him what it is. It's the Step 2. You know those plastic toys that they make?
Uh-huh.
It's a roller coaster.
Well, that's cool. And one of these days, I'll actually build him a roller coaster out in the backyard. We'll take some piping and old car seat and do that.
We might do that at the farm. Not in the backyard.
And, We'll make him an American Ninja, you know, cross-training course back there.
Yeah.
we'll have it all decked out.
Sounds good. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What's that?
Not telling you.
Why not?
Because.
Why?
I don't know if you'll like it or not, but maybe you will.
Well, that's
I mean, how do you follow up the iPad?
Well, the iPad is cool. I mean, it really is. She got me some contour gauges for Father's Day, and I use them out in the shop and stuff, so.
Yeah, but I'm running out of things to get you.
Why is that?
Because your dang old birthday and Christmas are so close together, I'm like, what do I get him?
Well, don't worry about the birthday so much.
No, it's your birthday.
I'll be however I'll be.
I don't care. Every year, every day that you wake up on this side of the dirt is blessed good day. So when you actually reach 365 days and it's your birthday, I mean, I don't throw big parties or nothing, but I do make sure that you have a cake and a birthday gift.
Yep. Cool. Thank you.
Remember the one year you forgot mine?
Yeah, we was actually on here when we remembered it.
Because I'm like, so what are we doing this weekend, Lord? And he goes, I don't know. I don't have nothing special going on. And I thought, you don't?
Yeah, sorry. Forgot it.
Man.
I actually, and that's the great thing about the
because it can remind you now.
Yeah, so my wedding anniversary, I have it scheduled to remind me a month beforehand so I can start thinking about it and everything and then start researching. Because I like, especially with anniversaries and stuff, like 7-year anniversary is wool for warmth and copper for strength. And so...
Isn't copper a soft metal?
It's said for strength, so I got...
You got me a paperweight.
I got her a paperweight, but it's a cool paperweight.
It's a copper paperweight.
It is a copper 9.999% pure copper.
It costs more than it's worth if you melt it.
And so I got that for her. That just, it was cool and stuff. For me, that was cool.
I know. I liked it. It was thoughtful.
And then I got you a Bitcoin. And then I got you that blanket and stuff. The cool blanket from the movie Up and stuff. One of my favorite movies.
What did I get you, Lloyd?
You got me the boot warmer.
There you go.
And I won't use that like right now, but the more I get in, we get in the winter and we start getting more snow and rain and
everything. That's the thing, though. You have to give practical gifts because we don't have room for stuff. It's like I don't want somebody to spend money just to be spending money on stuff. We don't have room for it.
Yeah.
So I really do like homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Honey, can't do no more furniture. The only furniture you're allowed to do is going to have to be the
laundry table.
The laundry table. That's about all we can fit in the house.
That stuff. She has banned me. She keeps on banning me from making more furniture.
Where would we put it?
That stuff. I've made some really cool furniture over
you
the may, years.
Yes, you have, but we have no more room. We are max capacity.
That stuff. But so she says I'm allowed to build her this laundry table and everything. It's a folding table. It's a place for her to fold laundry.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, yeah.
So yeah, and they'll have it drop leafed come up and everything.
Yeah, so that I could stand there and fold. That would be really nice.
Uh-huh.
That would be very useful for me.
And then it's going to have our garment baskets underneath of it for the whites.
I don't know that we're going to have enough room.
Oh, yeah, we'll have enough room. We have plenty of room.
I don't want it to... There's a straight pathway that is not very wide.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it coming into that at all. It won't. I don't want to have to walk around it to get to that bathroom.
It will not. It will be A-OK. There'll be no more.
But really, before you can build it, the laundry room needs to be painted. And trim needs to be put up because the drywall cracks.
Uh-huh.
Or is separated from the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, they did that for... I understand why they did that and stuff. A lot of homes are starting to do that where you got space between your ceiling.
Really?
And, yeah. And stuff. So expansion and contraction of your drywall stuff. You won't have... You can put trim up there and hide it.
Oh, so it's not a defect.
It's not a defect, no.
Oh.
It's there for a reason. And a lot of homes now, the drywall don't go all the way to the floor because if your floor gets wet, then your drywall gets wet.
Gotcha.
And so you're leaving a 2-inch space between your floor and your drywall, and you can hide that with trim,
well,
too.
Well, this ain't 2 inches. This is like a quarter of an inch or something. Right. You can see where it doesn't touch.
And so you can put crown molding or something other.
That's
up
what
there.
I want to do. I just want it white.
Uh-huh.
With some trim at the top.
Yep. That is not a problem. That's like a weekend.
I know
thing.
You say this on the radio, but y'all, when I'm talking about it, he's like, it's going to be so hard. It's going to take me 30 years. I got to do that. He will. I'm telling you, if somebody else is in the room, we can just snap that up in a weekend. That won't be nothing, Teresa. And then we'll be at home, and I'm like, hey, Lloyd, I'd like to do this. Well, you have to go and go buy this, and this is hard to find. And he makes it seem so much more difficult.
Yeah, but a small room is twice as hard to paint as a big room.
It's going
to
be white paint, so we don't even have to tape.
Uh-huh.
We can just slap it on.
Yeah.
Now, in the bathroom, uh-huh. The other bathroom that I want painted, because it's peach.
Uh-huh.
I was going for more of a tan color, but somehow Lowe's lighting is awful. and it's a peachy color, and we're just going to have to get rid of that. But back to my laundry room.
Uh-huh.
White. It's a very small space.
Uh-huh.
And so white will make it look feel bigger.
Okay. How about gray?
White.
How about 3 walls white, 1 wall different color?
White.
How about
this conversation's over?
All white walls, different color trim.
Oh, Lord, no. What is it, a birthday cake? No. Shoo.
All right, so Thanksgiving's this week. And then looks like we're already into it for the winter.
We're going to warm up, though.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in the 50s the week of Thanksgiving.
And then it's going to be in the 40s the next week.
Yeah, I know. So it's not going to be a very big... It's not like going to warm up to 70 or nothing.
It might. It's Kentucky. I mean, you just never know.
Oh, well, it could. We've had Christmas and it'd be 65 degrees. That don't feel like Christmas. I mean, it needs to be cold for Christmas.
No, I can handle the warmer temperatures for Christmas.
Not me.
Because you're going to be cold January, February, March, April. Until
we were talking about this.
Huh?
So, I think it's by design.
What's that?
Winter time and the seasonal changes. You stay so busy every single day, packed full of just whatever you can pack into it. Up until the fall, and then when it starts getting dark earlier, regardless of the time change, it gets dark earlier.
Uh-huh.
Then you find yourself in the evenings, it's dark, having a whole lot more downtime.
Uh-huh.
And I think the hard thing for some people is that you go from doing everything you can up until that sun goes down, which could be like 9 o'clock in the summertime.
Yeah.
But in the fall time, 5:30.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
6 o'clock, it's dark. And then you have all this like downtime. You're not going outside because it's dark. And you're like, well, what do I do?
Uh-huh.
So I mean, you still have things to do.
Watch TV and eat a bunch of ice cream.
Well, I don't know about that. We don't buy a lot of ice cream, but I think...
We sell a bunch of ice cream.
Well, at the store. Your store sells. We don't. Your store does.
The ice cream sales are way up.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think it's by design. I think the good Lord is like, you pack too much into your day. And he is absolutely 100% correct.
Uh-huh.
I do not believe and this is my opinion, so everybody's got one. Mm-hmm. I do not believe God intended us to stay so busy that we can't even recognize the things that are around us, because we're always thinking about the next 10 things that we have to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, that's the way it is at work right now, stuff. We're trying to get the bush hogging done, get we got all the houses winterized that are open right now, and so everybody's like, well, you can add this to your list, and you can add this to your list, and you can add... I'm like, no. Some of this stuff is going to go into the spring list, because I'm tired from jumping from job to job to job to job every single day.
Well,
that I want to be able to work, instead of doing 7 jobs in a day, to working 4 jobs in a day.
Think of those that are in the senior years, you know, the older years, and how... You would look at them and they would be just as content as they could be to sit on the front porch and watch traffic go by.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, how could that ever be? But if you think about it, I think we stay too busy. I think kids in general, it is wonderful to have them some extracurricular activities. If they like sports, let them play sports. But if they are practicing 5 days a week in a game every Saturday,
uh-huh.
is that really fun?
Yeah.
It's not. It can't be, you know. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, as Bub gets older, what he takes an interest in. But I don't want him to be as busy as we are as adults.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why we cherish childhood so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because you did have all that time to be bored and to kind of fill that space with things to, you know,
uh-huh.
teach you something or discover about yourself, so... I'm all about not doing nothing.
But you was talking about age or just a second ago. So the other day, as we're sitting, we get our trucks in on Tuesdays and Fridays. And so it's my Aunt Beth, my Aunt Susie, my mom and dad, my Uncle Jimmy, and then usually...
It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair. And then myself, and then you usually have Kathy there or... someone else there to help us out and everything. And so we all sit around and joke and talk, you know, amongst ourselves and everything before the truck gets there. And my Aunt Beth, so my mom has several brothers and sisters, and they're all 62 plus now. And so they can draw, you know, their...
Well, they have to sign up for their Medicare.
Medicare.
I think it's Medicare.
And so they're all doing this now. And so my Aunt Beth was telling this joke the other day about this elderly person come in to the store, and they said something, did something or other. And I looked at her and I says, "So Beth, I have a question." She goes, "What's that?" I said, "What is elderly to you?" Because she's in her middle 60s, and she goes, "Anybody that's older than me." And I'm like,
Like I said earlier, age is relative. It truly is. It is no indicator of a person's maturity. It's no indicator of... It is relative. You know, 45 to somebody that's 75, you are a young buck. You've got so much ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
45 to somebody that's 20, uh-huh. you're old. You're not the oldest, but you're old. You know, but I think the thing to remember
uh-huh.
is that nobody, regardless of your age... is guaranteed tomorrow. So, I don't know. So that is why when it is your birthday, regardless if you've had 44 other birthdays,
uh-huh.
you celebrate your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I see one of my old classmates today I haven't seen in probably 27 years. And if I would have seen him on the street, I would have never known who he was and stuff. But somebody's like, "Hey, he went to school with you." And they told me his name. I was like, "Man, I ain't seen him in 27 years."
Cause that's where your age really hits you.
Uh huh.
When you're scrolling through Facebook and you see people you went to school with, and you're like,
"Man, time's not been good to them."
I don't know that I have that thought, but I'm just like, if they look that old, then, oh my goodness, take all the mirrors out. We don't need mirrors.
Alrighty, folks, we have reached the end of our show.
They have learned nothing. Paul, it's a good thing that you might be the next one on.
That stuff. But it's been fun. It's been a while since you've been over here.
Honey, I don't have enough hours in the day. Speaking of not, you know, taking things slow. It truly is a full-time job.
Yes.
On top of your full-time job.
Yes.
I go from one chore to the next.
Uh-huh. That's how I am through the day when I'm at work and everything. So it's just
I got the full-time job, but I still got the...
Yeah.
It's like today on my one of 1,000 conference calls this week. You know, there are certain calls that I have to speak, so I put my headset on. There are others that I let just play in the background. And one of them today, I let play in the background because I had to switch the laundry over.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have to multitask. The more I can get done earlier, the more I can just sit there and become one with the couch.
Watch the traffic go down the street?
No, I can't see that from the couch. Mm-hmm. Netflix normally. I'm running out of things to one quick thing. Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Season 5 is out. Well, in order for us to watch it, because we don't have Paramount Channel. We have Paramount Plus, but not, and it don't play on Paramount Plus. Somebody explained that to me one day. I bought the season last season. I bought season 4. I think it may have been like $20-$30. I go to buy in through Prime, so we always can see it like on Monday after it airs. I go there to buy season 5, and they want $38.90 something. I'm like, $40. I'm like, I don't know if I want to commit to you or not. What if this is the suckiest season ever? So you give you an option to buy the individual, which it's cheaper if you
buy
it all at once.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I may not like. So I'm into episode 2. I've watched episode 2. Looking good so far. But the good thing is, I told you, if I decide to buy it, I don't want to have to pay for these. It takes off the total. So I think now after 2 episodes, I'm down to like $37. So I'm thinking what I'm going to do to kind of trick myself, which not really tricking myself. I'm going to buy the individual till it gets down to about 20 and be like, oh, that ain't bad. I only pay $20 for that.
Okay.
Haven't you ever? Sometimes, I'm telling you, season 5 is a make it or break it. Like Outlander, seasons 1 through 3 were very magical seasons. I could watch it over and over and over. And then season 4 and season 5. Or it's like watching the whole, like, this come out when I was still in college, I think, or starting college with Sex and the City. Well, I didn't really understand anything when I watched it because I was really young. Then I watch them when I'm a little bit older and it makes more sense. But, like, the first movie was really good. And then the second one was all about menopause.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Some of those things are kind of like, I maybe can relate a little bit. I'm still young for that. But here in another 10 years, I'll be able to watch that second Sex and the City movie and truly appreciate it. Hot flashes and all.
You say so.
Something, yeah, but so making a commitment to the shows that you like, you never know. You're rolling the dice.
So that's you know, why in the wintertime stuff, it's better for me to... Instead of sit down, because if I sit down, I'm going to go to sleep.
It's a beautiful thing, because then I always have control over the TV.
And stuff. So now I go to the garage and clean up and work on little projects here and there and everything.
And
so.
Then I still have control over the TV.
Yeah.
In fact, if he's sitting in his recliner and he's watching a show he wants to, that's fine with me. But I'm like, give me the remote for when you fall asleep.
Yeah, it's guaranteed to happen. So.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. But, Oh, well,
we're babbling.
Yep. All right, folks, we are out of here for this week.
Thank you for letting me come and share your hour with you.
And everybody have a blessed weekend, a blessed turkey week ahead.
Don't eat too much.
Be careful on the roads.
And really soak in Thanksgiving. it is one of my favorite holidays because there's not all the pressure of Christmas.
Yeah.
So it is really a holiday that people should take more pride in.
Yeah.
Enjoy it more.
So everybody have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.
Stay warm, and you will see them next week.
And you're not going to be here next week?
I mean, like, I can't make any promises. I don't know how that, you know how that goes.
Yeah. Alrighty, folks, everybody have a great one. So long.
Love I'm gonna do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.